Regina Celi,
yesterday at the wedding feast of Cana, we saw a wonderful example of Mary's motherly mediation. Yet Cana was not the most important part of her preparing for the crowning moment of her mediation. This came at Calvary, and at Calvary, Mary is the co-redemptrix, the co-redeemer. Co is a prefix which means with. At Calvary, Mary suffers with Christ, and through faith, she is perfectly united with Christ in his self-emptying sacrifice. And through faith, she shares in the whole mystery of the gift of himself and herself out of love for us. You know, through faith, Mary shares in the redeeming death of her son. And she herself participates by offering all of her sufferings in union with her son for the salvation of souls. And before his death, Jesus has one more lesson for his perfect disciple who has followed him to the cross and fully accepted suffering with him, seeing her standing at the foot of the cross next to the beloved disciple. He says, "Woman, behold your son." Then, to the beloved disciple, John, who represents all of us, he says, "Behold your mother." And with these words, Jesus gives Mary as mother to every single individual and to all mankind. And according to St. John Paul II, this new motherhood of Mary came to maturity in her at the foot of the cross through her suffering in the redemptive love of her son. At Calvary, Mary's preparation is ended. She has received the full gift of her universal spiritual motherhood and mediation, which is a unique cooperation in Christ's work of redemption and a sharing in his mediation. And although our Lord's, Our Lady's role was subordinate in the work of redemption, our Lord himself has given his mother charge of dispensing all of these graces that they merited on Calvary. And that's why Our Lady has merited the titles of dispensatrix and mediatrix of all graces. They come to us through her hands. And we don't hear anything else about Mary exercising her motherhood until the day before Pentecost, when the apostles, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, gather or have been praying in the upper room. And St. John Paul, two comments. You know, we see Mary prayerfully imploring the gift of the Spirit who had already overshadowed her at the Annunciation. And he goes on to point out that Mary is the discreet yet essential presence that indicates the path of birth from the Holy Spirit, first at the Annunciation and now at the birth of the Church. And as we close today's reflection, you know, we should keep in mind one important point. And, you know, Mary's new motherhood is not some vague or abstract sort of thing. You know, it's concrete and it's very personal. Mary is your mother. And St. John Paul thinks it's very significant that Mary's new motherhood on Calvary is expressed in the singular, "Behold your son." You see, St. John is never mentioned by name. He's referred to as the beloved disciple. And that should be what each one of us aspires to be a beloved disciple of Jesus. And Jesus says, "Behold your mother." And to Mary, she says, "Behold your son." He doesn't say, you know, "Behold your billions of spiritual children." So this is a very personal relationship. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, thank you for the gift of my loving mother, Mary.
Amen.